Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3. When we talk about some of these inflationary pressures that are worrying investors across various markets and asset classes, there is one component apart from strong government stimulus and a robust economic recovery that's driving inflationary issues, and that's also the sudden rise in commodity prices. And whispers of a supercycle across base metals to oil seems to be also fueling the potential for higher prices that'll seep into consumer prices. But how strong and how robust is this supercycle, and is this at risk of perhaps reversing? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Warren Patterson. He's the head of commodity strategy at ING. He's been monitoring these whispers of a supercycle in the commodity space, and he's here to share with us his thoughts as to how strong or sticky these claims of a supercycle actually are. Warren, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these uncertain times. And welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Warren, it's been a while since we've seen commodity prices look so strong. And for me, I'd have to go back probably 2003, 2004, when steel mills were quoting by the hour how much the cost cold-rolled steel was. Now, in your years tracking commodities, how significant is the jump in commodity prices we've seen over the last 2.5 months? And what might make this different from other periods of rising commodity prices, or dare I use the word supercycle?
Yeah, I mean, there's no denying that the move we've seen across the complex has been quite amazing. We've seen a number of commodities trading to new record highs, or at least multi-year highs. So if we look at the Bloomberg Commodity Index, for example, the year-to-date performance is the strongest that we've seen in at least 20 years. Now, you know, the post-COVID recovery, along with government stimulus, has proved bullish for markets. And also a point you touched on earlier about inflation, well, that's also, you know, fueled investor inflows into commodities. Because if there's worries over rising inflation, what investors are going to do is they're going to look for an inflation hedge. And commodities is a good place to park your money for that.
Right.
Now, with the move we've seen in commodities, as you say, many are starting to call, you know, starting to say we're at the start of a new commodity super cycle. Now, while we've seen very strong performance and demand is recovering, I'm probably more reluctant to call this a super cycle just yet. A large part of the move has been driven by China's strong post-COVID recovery. Since the initial outbreak in China, the country has bounced back. You know, we've seen record imports for certain metals, energy products, as well as agri commodities. Now, the last super cycle in the early 2000s was driven by strong economic growth from China, and that was obviously very supportive for commodities demand. The question now, though, is whether the strong demand growth we're seeing from China is sustainable, like in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
My view is that as the government withdraws support and tightens credit conditions, that demand will start to normalize. Similarly, if we look outside of China, a number of downstream sectors are restocking following COVID. And so once that restocking is out the way, you would think demand also eases somewhat, particularly in this higher price environment.
So do you think, Warren, that it might just be a matter of markets trying to recover, catch up to pre-pandemic level outputs, and then once that happens, this super cycle actually starts to ebb? Is that what might actually play out with regards to this sharp uptick that might not be a super cycle just yet?
Yeah, I think that's an important point. And I think what also has sort of helped the markets out to a certain extent is this recovery in demand has also coincided with a number of supply disruptions.
Mm-hmm.
So on the mining side, over the COVID-19 pandemic, we did see mining disruptions in South America. If we look at the agricultural markets, well, there are concerns over drought in a number of regions, again, in South America. And then, again, even in the oil markets, right? I mean, we came into the year and we had that big disruption in Texas in the U.S., which helped to tighten the market. So it seems as though it's almost been a perfect storm for the markets, where we're seeing recovering demand, but we've also had these supply disruptions, which has just helped to tighten the market up quite a bit. So, you know, as we move through the year and into 2022, our expectation is that we should start to see supply normalizing once again, and that should help loosen the market up to a certain extent and fit prices, see prices with, sort of correct to the downside.
We're listening to Mr. Warren Patterson, the head of commodity strategy at ING here on Money FM 89.3, to talk about whether or not the sudden spike in commodity prices is a signal of the start of a new commodity supercycle or not. A lot of this also is linked, Warren, to the strong fiscal stimulus plan and plans and planned infrastructure spending measures of governments across the world. China has really not let up over the last couple of decades, if you think about it. The Biden administration about to unleash a $1.8 trillion infrastructure spending plan. Even Singapore planning to issue infrastructure-related bonds to fund their own infra push for the most part. But if everybody or if each government is planning to at least come in and with their own infrastructure spending plan that, by the way, will need a lot of these commodities from base metals to oil also, could we see signs of growing competition to secure commodities and base metals across the board, even spark perhaps even some geopolitical angst for the most part? How do you think this is playing into a commodity supercycle at the moment?
So I think that's an interesting point. And actually, the International Energy Agency recently released a report basically looking at basically the supply of raw materials, particularly given, you know, the greening of the global economy, which is expected over the next few decades. And the IEA actually recommended to governments that they should start stockpiling critical metals in order to ensure that, you know, there's adequate supply in the future. Now, if we look at which governments are already stockpiling at least metals, because obviously that's quite critical when you think of electric vehicles and you know, the battery metals which are used in those. Well, China holds metal reserves at the moment, as well as Japan. And then the UK is reportedly looking at potentially starting to build a stockpile of certain metals as well. Now, the issue for some of these metals is that there is plenty of supply risk, with a lot of the supply concentrated to a handful of countries, both on the mine supply as well as processing of these raw materials. So, for example, if we look at cobalt, a key metal for lithium-ion batteries, around 69% of global supply comes from the DRC. While 65% of cobalt is processed in China.
So that's DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Go on.
And then similarly, if we look at rare earths, not only is China the largest source for mine supply, but it also processes more than 80% of global supply. So I think moving forward, certainly with these sort of more niche metals and you know, as we see energy transition picking up in pace, there certainly will be a desire from governments around the world to start, you know, stockpiling certain materials, certain raw materials.
Speaking of corrections, you know, it was very interesting that just a week ago, Warren, the head of ARC Innovation, Kathy Wood, said that she's expecting a correction in commodity prices very soon. Now, of course, she could just be defending her tech-heavy fund that suffered from the current rotation driven by inflation and part of this commodity price surge at the moment. But do you think she's wrong? And what could trigger a pullback in the short term?
Yeah, I won't comment on what the view is of others, but sure. I mean, we're of the opinion that we are due a downward correction across most of the complex, and in particular, metals and agriculture. These are two segments of the market which have seen, you know, significant appreciation in prices over the last year. And I believe we're at levels for some of these commodities where there is a disconnect now between fundamentals and current prices. A large element of this has really been driven by investor inflows. As I said earlier, you know, growing inflation expectations have attracted investors to these markets. While, you know, we've also seen very strong Chinese buying, which has been supportive for sentiment. And then clearly for metals, the narrative around greening the global economy has proved constructive for the longer term. So again, that sort of buoyed sentiment to a certain extent. As for a downward correction, there are a number of potential catalysts for this, but I think the key risk would be signs of tightening, whether that is the U.S. Fed tapering its asset purchase program or China tightening credit conditions further.
Okay. And very quickly, Warren, you know, the commodity complex is very broad. But if I were to ask you, when you take a look at that broad commodity complex, from agriculture to oil, from base to precious, for instance, which commodity might you be looking at most closely or viewing with most interest personally?
Yeah, that's a tough one, given it's been a bit of a wild ride this year. I think there's a number of ones which are very interesting. But as I mentioned earlier, for metals, it does seem that prices are getting ahead of fundamentals in the short to medium term. So I would expect to see a downward correction there. But much will depend on how much the market focuses on the longer-term outlook, where that demand picture does look more bullish with the energy transition. But I guess there will also be an element in the market who would look at the stronger metal prices we're seeing and think that this could actually slow the pace of the energy transition. And so that will be something to keep an eye on in the longer term.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank Mr. Warren Patterson, the head of commodity strategy at ING, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about the recent surge in commodity prices and whether or not this might actually be sustainable. Warren, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these very uncertain times. And we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe, sir, and have a great rest of the week ahead. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.